In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the comfort of our homes and prosperous lives, we come hungry for a better world for all. In our world divided by power struggles and prejudice, we affirm the power of your healing love. With the honesty of our doubts and insecurities, we rejoice in God's love for each one of us, seeking God's blessing to make us whole. The word of God from Psalm number 1. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, we hear St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes with Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. In this version, we hear of blessings, but also of woes, words of comfort and words of warning. With these words, Jesus seems to be turning upside down our common understanding of happiness. These Beatitudes, according to one preacher, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Blessed and happy are you who are poor, hungry, weeping, and hated. Woe to you who are rich, full, laughing, and respected. Really? Did Jesus tell us that to be happy we need to be poor, hungry, weeping, and hated? I think many of us would check the box for weeping if we were poor, hungry, and hated, eh? It doesn't appear to make any sense, and it doesn't sound right or sit well with our human view of the world, does it? How are you today? great. I'm on top of the world, living the dream, having a blast, tickled pink, over the moon, on cloud nine, walking on air, happy as a clam at high tide, and in seventh heaven. Wow. Why so happy? Because I've got no money, no food, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go and eat worms. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't sound right unless we consider the context and note some important details. Who was Jesus talking to when he shared these words? In the previous verses to this passage, Jesus has just chosen his disciples: Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the Less, Simon the Zealot, Jude, and Judas. Note how the passage for today begins. He came down with them. He did some healing, and then he looked up at his disciples and said. Therefore, Jesus is primarily addressing his disciples, those who have left everything to follow him, those willing to launch out into the deep. These blessings and woes might be linked to committed discipleship. Furthermore, we must note the type of language that Jesus uses. Jesus is using descriptive language. He paints a picture or vision. He's not giving orders. To be happy, thou shalt, X, Y, Z. For the first committed disciples, and for us who follow, Jesus is describing discipleship. He is not giving us a list of how we get into heaven. You all know there is no such list. It's all about grace. In his description of committed discipleship, Jesus does turn things upside down because he's teaching all would-be disciples to truly be happy, you have to live according to the values of God's kingdom and reject those of the world. In other words, beware if you are very happy and blessed in this life. Why? Because you will be in greater danger of forgetting the inner life of your soul. You may slip into materialism, living as if this world has all you need. Then at the end of your earthly journey, you will realize that your soul has been starved of spiritual sustenance, and you will mourn and weep. But happy are you if you know your poverty, that you need God in your life, that you hunger and thirst for what is right and just, that you weep and mourn when you fall short and stray from God's path of love. You are blessed in God's eyes if you remain faithful despite the hatred and rejection of the world. At the end of your earthly journey, yours is the kingdom of God. You will be filled and fulfilled. You will laugh, rejoice, and leap for joy, for your reward is great in heaven. Friends, God wants us to be happy. I said that last week. He desires for us to have life in all its fullness now and forever. But we have free will and we have a choice. Remember, grace is a gift that we either accept or reject or ignore. These words of blessings and woes remind us today that if we want to live in true joy and felicity now and in the life to come, we can either chase after the things of this world, which don't last, and we can't take them with us, or we can accept God's amazing grace and try our best to fashion our lives according to the values of the kingdom of God. How happy are those who know their need of God. May we accept God's grace, find fulfillment, laugh and leap for joy. May we be blessed and be a blessing to others. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us, by prayer and intercession with thanksgiving, make our requests to God. Gracious God, we pray for your blessing to be upon this congregation, upon this church, and upon our diocese, and for your presence to be seen vividly in what we do and say each day. We pray that your joy and your love will flow freely in and through us, so that we may be a blessing to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as we pray for the world and its diverse people, drive away despair from our politics, revive our dreams of justice and truth, and restore our passion for what is good and right. Bless the peacemakers. We pray for the peace and security of Ukraine. We pray also for all those affected by the cyclone in Madagascar, for aid and support to the displaced. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for this town of Simcoe and Norfolk County, for every city and community in Canada, and for those who live in them in faith, for our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all they do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask for your healing touch on all who are ill or suffering. We especially pray for any we know who are experiencing emotional pain or are broken in spirit through personal or family problems. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Bart, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Carol, Paula, Peter and family, Jackson, Elizabeth, Jane, Robert, John and their families, Bonnie, Anne, and those only known to you as well as those on our long-term prayer list. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that by casting their cares on you, they may find the strength to face the days ahead. Bless those who weep. We join our prayers with Bonnie Harris in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Frederick Edward Harris on the 10th anniversary of his passing, in whose memory the flowers on the altar are given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. God, you root those who trust in you by streams of healing water. Release us from the bonds of disease. Free us from the power of evil. And turn us from falsehood and illusion, so that we may find the blessing of new life in you through the power of Christ. Amen. And let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.